it was a misunderstanding from the beginning that the Maya had predicted the end of the world. They didn't predict the end of the world. The Maya have a cyclical calendar and a cyclical view of the universe, in that, which means that there are cycles of time, and after a certain period, a new cycle begins. And basically things begin to repeat. Not completely repeat, but many things will be parallel, depending on how big the cycle is. So, like a cycle of 20 days after, 20 years after a cycle of 20 of their years in their calendar, then a new cartoon, a new cycle would begin. And some things would be kind of parallel from the previous cycle, but sort of generally not that closely repeated. And then with the cycles, there are many cycles, but another one was of 260 years. And it's 260 years because their mathematical system was base 20, not 10 like ours. So like our decades would be 20 years for them, not 10. The conceptual equivalent. 400 years, 20 times 20, would be like their century. And their sacred numbers were 20 and 13. So many of these time cycles are based on 20 and 13. So anyway, there's a big time cycle at 20. There's one at 20 years. There's one at 260 years, which is 20 times 13, 20 years times 13. So there's a big cycle at 260 years. Then there's a cycle at 400 years, which is 20 times 20. That's the Bakhtun. That's one of their biggest. And then there's a great cycle, which is 13 times 400. 13 times 20 times 20. 13 400-year cycles. That's called a great cycle. That's the ending. That's the 13th Bakhtun that everyone was talking about. From the beginning of the Maya calendar, there were many cycles of 20 years, and there were cycles of 260 years, but the biggest thing with these cycles of 400 years, about, it's all approximately, because their measurements of time were a little bit different, but close to 400 years. And so that was a big cycle, the Bakhtuns of almost 400 years. And then 13 of those, 13 Bakhtuns, that was the cycle, that was a big cycle. And one of those ended in 2012. It would have, the Maya calendar stopped being used around 900 AD, a little bit after, when the classic Maya civilization collapsed. But had that continued, another from the beginning of their calendar, which is some period, thousands of years, 3014 years BC, the beginning, that's the date they set for their beginning for reasons we don't know. From that time, 13 Bakhtuns would have passed in December 21st, 2012. Some people said December 23rd, 2012, depending on different specialist readings of the glyphs. But in December, approximately the solstice, the winter solstice, December 21st, 2012, was the end of 13 periods of 400 years. That wouldn't have been the end of the world. That would have been the end of a big cycle and the beginning of a new one. And things would start to repeat themselves very closely. after that, after such a big cycle. The bigger the cycle, the more then that things start to repeat themselves. And maybe the same people would be born again or something. We don't really know exactly. But history would more closely repeat what had happened at the beginning of the previous cycle, 13 times 400 years before. So that was what was ending, not the calendar. So there would never have been at the end of the world. And that some of these changes, of the big cycles, there would be a lot of rituals because people would be nervous. And they might even have some sacrifices or just, you know, rebuild temples, a lot of activity, because they would be nervous about there being this new cycle and maybe some disaster would occur, or maybe not. So they never did think it. Cyclical time can never end, obviously. It just keeps going round and round. But the reason why they were interested in history is because it was also prophecy. Because what happened before was going to happen again, depending on how big the cycle was. Sort of happened again after 20 years, similar stuff. After 400 years, really more similar stuff would repeat. After one of these great cycles, maybe things would repeat exactly. We're not really sure, because in all of the recorded archaeology of Maya history, it was all within one great cycle, so. But it wouldn't have been the end. And they had so many cycles of time that this would have been a big deal, but not as big as people think. They didn't talk about this coming ending very much at all. I think there are three references in the ancient carved monumental texts to it, which is less than the 3,000 that were probably in the National Enquirer, so they weren't as worried about it. They weren't as worried about it. You can put that in there. They weren't nearly as worried about it as we were. So I wasn't disappointed when it ended, except that it was good for business. You can put that in there, too.